I am so angry.
Welcome to the podcast, The Mad Chronically Ill Girl, and I am your host, your only host, Sonya D. I've got some news for you today, so let's get started. In Alberta, Canada, a woman with a physical disability was asked to leave a grocery store and not come back because she could not pack her own groceries quickly enough. According to the report, she was slowing down the line as she struggled to bag her own groceries, and the store stated that there was no staff on hand to help her. When the woman complained, they offered her a paltry $100 in compensation to keep her quiet. It would have taken a lot more than $100 to keep me quiet. Rolston had cancer and had her voice blocks removed. She also lost a lot of mobility in her shoulders and arms. So the company told her that she should call ahead and make sure that they had someone on staff to help her. But Rolston refused, stating the quote, "I am an adult. I'm not going to phone ahead to get permission to go shopping." So this woman, she is disabled and she was asked to never come back to the store again because she apparently held up the line for so long. And I guess the people were not patient enough and they literally banned this woman from the store. This is a disgrace and this is the height of what disabled people go through all the time. And being told to never shop there again is a bit much. I mean, shoplifters are told never to come back to a store. People who make scenes or display violence or aggression in some kind of way or, you know, threaten employees, those people are told never to return. A woman with a disability that just happened to be going so slow is told never to come back and placed in the same realm of violent, aggressive people. This is absurd. So wherever this store is in Canada, I hope to never hear anything like that in the United States because I'm sure we as a community would go off and let them hear about it. This is a completely disgrace. A complete disgrace. So here's a new segment that we're starting. And these are some tips that will help you from day to day as we live this wonderful disabled chronically ill life. These are the top three things that you're going to need. The first is Tulsi Rose Tea. Okay, this is like the best tea ever, in my opinion. It tastes like you were sucking on a rose, if you ever had the urge to.
What?
Instead of scaring your neighbors and explaining to the cops what you were doing with your mouth on your neighbor's rose garden, just buy the tea instead. It'll make you instantly happy and jail-free. The next item on my list is not actually an item, but it's a suggestion. They don't seem to make heating pads big enough these days, and I'm a big connoisseur of them because I suffer from so much chronic pain. So what do I do when my fibromyalgia is acting up? I grab one of those large king-size heated blankets, and it acts just as a large heating pad would, but just for your whole body. And those of you with chronic pain issues and fibromyalgia issues, you know what I'm talking about. Instead of using a heating pad, ditch that, buy a king-size heated blanket and wrap your body in. I'm telling you, my daughter has fibro. It's the best thing for her ever. I sent one to her dorm and there isn't a day that goes by that she doesn't use her blanket just so she can stay warm in these nice Chicago summers. But she also uses it for her fibro. Within hours, she was calmed down and she was sleeping like my baby and she was pain-free. Well, maybe not pain-free, but at least the pain was manageable. The next and last item on my list is for those of you in wheelchairs. As some of you know, I use a wheelchair and I'm always in need of the next little gadget to make my life easier. For starters, I go to Amazon and I fill my house up with crap that I really don't need, such as you probably do the same. But if you go to the section for strollers and new moms, you'll find a wealth of products that work for a stroller and a wheelchair. Now, I stumbled on this myself years ago as I was looking for some gadgets to, you know, attach to my chair for my phone, for a nice soft drink, all of these things. But some places that do sell them, they're way out of line and completely expensive, not worth it. When you can just buy these cheap products, aftermarket products that are made for strollers, attach it to your wheelchair, you'll be doing great. It's amazing. When I use them all, I tend to look like an Inspector Gadget a little bit, but these products that are marketed for strollers, they really, really work for wheelchairs. They make my life easier. Anything that makes life easier, go for. All right. And now on to our main story. Mad Chronically Ill Girl podcast, and I'm mad today. I am steaming mad, and I'm going to need to double my beta blockers, folks, and my volume today because of this particular issue. Why am I mad, you may ask? Well, it's the Trump administration in his continuous war on the disabled community to cut down fraud in the Social Security Department. Administration. Now, that doesn't sound too bad, right? Well, hear me out. We talked about this in the news portion the other day. If you are disabled, don't take a selfie. You can find your bank account wheezing and in need of some beta agonist 2 inhalers, okay? They could use your social media accounts against you. Any selfies that you take and show on Instagram, whatever social media platform, and they can use this to take away your disability. There are some obvious cases. I mean, if you're collecting disability and you made the Olympic trials for the women's gymnastics team, I mean, okay, that's a little overboard, okay? However, many of us have disabilities that are invisible, and we'll talk about that too, but you cannot see them. And some of us have like periods of remission and flare-ups. So I might be doing something on a good day, but tomorrow I'll have a bad day. I might have 364 bad days, and you photograph me on my good day. And the next thing you know, the men in black are at your front door telling you to look at the shiny object in his hand. Now, before you go throwing Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones out of your apartment, I'd like you to listen carefully. Because this step that the government is taking is going to perpetuate more and more stereotypes against people with disabilities. This will cause innocent people to get hurt. The innocent will get caught up in the snare, while the true fraudsters will probably never be caught. And when we speak about fraudsters, there's like a fraction of 1% of people who are actually defrauding the Social Security Administration. Because if you all have filed for SSI and SSDI, you know that it's quite difficult to get these things. So Uncle Sam wants to see your Facebook, and not in a good kind of way of, hey kids, it's your Uncle Sam. What's a selfie again? Show me how Facebook works. No, it's more like the intrusive government taking pictures of you on the ground doing bicycle kicks, but it was actually you from being thrown from your wheelchair and attacking you while someone gets it on camera. You see? Taking it out of context. It could be difficult to even tell when an incident took place. Just because someone put a photo out there yesterday doesn't mean the picture was taken yesterday. Hell, there are pictures of me performing at a circus out there somewhere circulating. That doesn't mean I was performing at the circus yesterday instead of moaning in agony on my couch with my trigeminal neuralgia flare-up. I'll talk about that later, too. Now, Trump is proposing cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, all programs he promised, ladies and gentlemen, he would not touch. This is not a political show, but we must discuss politics when these politics affect our community. We should hold the Trump administration accountable. Regardless of where you fall on a political spectrum, if it was Obama, I'd say the same thing. None of us asked for a disability, and here we are living with them every day. However, I refuse to be followed around online by the government as they spy on my social media accounts and draw whatever conclusion they wish to draw, is enough to make you want to stay away from social media, or at least instead of publishing your Christmas photos or pictures of cuddly puppies instead. What if a person with depression goes to the movies? Or a person with extreme anxiety is seen at a party? What if I told you that they happened to be photographed while they were probably on their way to a hospital and needed to walk through a crowd of people because your kid brother decided he wanted to throw a small gathering that sort of spiraled out of control? And because someone tagged that anxious person in the photo, boom, is on their social media account. Is that enough for the government to go, bingo, gotcha? Photos can be and are often taken out of context. Ask any celebrity. Hell, ask a B-list celebrity or a C-list celebrity or one of those reality stars. They know. They know that some of the most innocuous information or pictures have turned out to be a big deal. This is the same government that can't even get fresh water to flow through cities like Flint, Michigan, or get the lead out of water like in East Chicago, Indiana. And now I'm supposed to trust them to look at my social media and come to the right conclusion? I don't think so. And that's all I have for today, folks. This is your girl, Sonya D. I'm about to wheel up out of here. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can also find us on SoundCloud now. Just uploaded episodes there today. So those of you with SoundCloud, please check us out there too. We're going to be doing a giveaway soon as well for the podcast. So stay tuned, guys, for all of it. And until next time, goodbye. See you later.